A youth homeless shelter project in Fairbanks has been delayed. The organization Fairbanks Youth Advocates is working to turn a donated downtown apartment building into a place to provide short-term housing and meals for homeless kids. KUAC's Dan Bross reports.
The faith-based nonprofit Fairbanks Youth Advocates has a $720,000 federal grant through the city to renovate the apartment building. Executive Director Mary Lee Bates says grant constraints, including engineering and other required reports, have extended the project timeline.
We were hoping to open this winter, as in January, and really what we're looking at is maybe something a year from now, so next fall. So it's just delayed the time quite a bit.
The shelter project involves tearing down and reconstructing the 1950s era apartment building and turning it into a safe house for kids between the ages of 12 and 17. The shelter will offer short-term care and counseling with the aim of reuniting young people with family. Bates says the shelter project delay forced the organization to turn down operational grants from the state, but they aren't giving up on doing something this winter.
When we shared with a lot of our partner agencies and the agencies that we're working with in the community that there would be a delay in the opening of the shelter, they all said, they gave a similar response, which was, no, wait, we have to do something. So we just really decided to take a serious look at this, and we looked at some other communities across the nation.
Bates says many cities tap a network of partners who provide off-hours space to house homeless kids. Three local entities, including First Presbyterian Church, are working on a similar temporary arrangement for Fairbanks. Bates says it's important because need increases as fall progresses.
Right now we're getting calls from other agencies in the community that have a client or have a student or, you know, they know of a young person in need, and they're calling to see what's available. So the sooner we can provide some emergency shelter, then the sooner we can begin serving young people and keep them connected, keep them safe, and, get them back on their feet.
Fairbanks' homeless youth population is hard to track, but is estimated to be in the hundreds at any one time. Fairbanks Counseling and Adoption receives multiple calls a week in winter from runaway or homeless youth in need of emergency housing. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.